Long before the beginning of all other beginnings, God is. In a burst of creative activity, God creates the world and everything in it. Humans are designed to live inside of this unique relationship, but they choose otherwise. The law of God is broken, and the heart of God is pierced. But the story isn't over. In the fullness of time, God gives his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. Jesus comes to seek and save those who are lost. Wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. On the cross, God is in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And with a loud cry, Jesus breathes his last. But the story isn't over. On the morning of the third day, the power of the living God erupts, breaking through death with the moment that will define all other moments. Perched at the edge of heaven, the angels stand in awe as one of their own rolls away the stone that's guarding the body of Jesus. As if anything can guard Jesus. He walks out of the tomb alive. He is victorious. He is conquering death and rendering the grave unnecessary. He is living and moving and breathing as only the risen Son of God can. But the story isn't over. We are, every one of us, searching and hoping and longing for life. It's a desire that's been deposited into our souls by the very same God who spoke it all into existence. And it's this exact life that the resurrection of Jesus invites us into. So bring your hopes, your regrets, your successes and your failures. Bring your doubts, your joys, your fears and your dreams. Be resolute and unwilling to settle for anything less than the abundant life of the risen King. Because truly, if the story isn't over, then what happens next might just change everything.
The miracle of his resurrection. Now, I was meditating upon God's word and this topic just came to me. So we thank Brother Nick. I originally gave a topic and I have to change it because the Spirit of God was telling me to talk about this miracle of his resurrection. The resurrection indeed is a miracle altogether. In the book of Matthew, want to read Matthew chapter 27, verse 57 down. The Bible says that it's always a joy. The Bible says that as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it should be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and place it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance of the tomb and went away. Hallelujah. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance and went away. The Bible continues to say that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, one of after Preparation Day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate, said, "We remember that whilst he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secured until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has risen from the dead." This last deception will be worse than the first. "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secured as you know how." So they went and made the tomb as secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his holy words. You realize that in the book of Matthew 20:18-19, Jesus said that, yes, we are going to up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will rise to life. And before, even when Jesus said that, there were prophecies that indeed he will come and he'll go through everything that needs to go through for you and I. But this is the challenge. Yes, he went everything he went through. He was crucified, and his body was wrapped up. His body was wrapped up in a cave. And also there was a huge stone covering that cave. And there was what? A seal in addition to that. So just picture this. Somebody, the prophecy has gone ahead that indeed after 3 days Jesus is going to rise up again. But the condition and the state in which his the present body was, I mean, to the human point of view, it's like, okay, this one is like there is nothing else that can be done anymore. It's like a dead end. You know, there are times that you are going to, when you are driving, you get to certain places, they tell you no entry, dead end. It means that you can't exit. And it was a similar situation here. He was wrapped and he was put in this cave, and there was a huge stone rolled over this cave, and there was a soldier that was posted right there so that nobody, you know, can actually come and steal, as they said. Brethren, one thing that we have to understand is the fact that as believers, the Bible tells us that he has got good plans for us, plans of good and not of evil, to give us a hope and to take us to that expected end. There are so many prophecies in the Bible. There are so many words in the Bible that you and I, we are holding out. Sometimes maybe when we are sick, we believe God that no, God, the Bible says that by your stripes we are healed, and we begin to hold on onto it. We begin to confess this. And there are times that there are certain situations you come to the point that you see that, you know what, you don't have any clue how you are going to go ahead with what you are doing. You have no clue. And the same thing, Jesus was dead, his body has, he didn't have any clue. But there was a prophecy, there was a word of God that has gone ahead that indeed he's going to what? Rise up again. In our personal mind, it will look what? No, not realistic. It doesn't seem possible. It doesn't seem possible at all. But what is, the Bible tells us that Is there anything that is too hard for our God? Is there anything that is too difficult that God cannot do? Has he said it? And will he not do it? I'm here to encourage someone over here that whatever word of God that you are holding on onto, just believe that because he has said it, he has got what it takes to bring it to pass. The resurrection of Christ is a typical example for you and I, that Jesus was dead. He didn't have any control. You know, that is one thing that is so, you know, unfortunate thing. But there are times that you can live a huge life, but there are times that at that point you don't have control. People will have to make decisions on your behalf. People will have to take decisions. It doesn't matter what you said. You know, you can do the will, you can do whatever, but people will still have to execute that. Somebody will have to make that decision. And Joseph, a rich man, made that decision. Now I'm going to put him in a cave, and make sure that the body is kept well. However, in his intention of doing that, somehow it makes it so hard for Jesus to resurrect. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that you are supposed to get out and already you're in a prison and you are in such a confinement? It's going to be very difficult, isn't it? It's going to be so hard for it to happen. And in life, you realize that there are so many things that tends to come our way that makes things so hard for us. For instance, I can give an example. Sometimes that as believers, people are born with certain congenital deformities. It's no fault of theirs, but it just happened that is what has happened. And it puts people in a certain disadvantage. You know, that is like a stone that is already becoming like a stumbling block for you to be able to do certain things. Whether maybe you are deaf, you are dumb, certain kind of deformity. But all these examples, we can read the Bible and you see that there are people in the Bible like Naaman, you know, with leprosy. There are so many examples in the Bible that teaches us that, you know what, there could be certain stones that is preventing us to get to what God has given or planned for our lives. But as long as we learn to look up unto him, as long as we learn to cry out unto him that, Father, change my story, change my circumstance, make something happen, let that tendering happen so that stone that is preventing me from getting to that other side can be rolled away. Hallelujah. And God is able to cause that to happen. Why? Because he has said it, that he wish above all things that we will do what? We will prosper and be in good health. So if there is anything that is, you know, affecting us, maybe even our health, a certain situation, our career, anything that is becoming a form of a hindrance to our lives, I believe that it's like a natural stone that is placed on our lives that prevents us to be able to move to the next level of what God has said concerning our lives. Are you coming along? I need some kind of response. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So the resurrection of Christ needed to overcome certain barriers to resurrect. He needed to overcome certain barriers. And one of the barriers that he needed to overcome was the stone, the seal, and the soldiers. Those were barriers that were set, knowing or unknowingly. They were barriers that were actually set, and they were going to be hindrances for him to be able to resurrect, just as the word of God has said. Do you believe that? I mean, they were obvious. Because he was first wrapped, put in this in the cave, and there was a huge stone that is rolled there. So even if he's supposed to resurrect, who is going to take away of all that? Who's going to do it? Somebody needs to do that, all right? He said, yes, he's going to rise. There is a seal, there is a stone, and there are soldiers. So he needed to overcome, even in death, he needed to overcome these challenges for us to be able to say that indeed he is what? Risen. And what we are learning from this story is the fact that you and I, in life, there are challenges that will come our way. There are certain stones that will come our way. There are certain seals that will come our way. There are certain, you know, soldiers, people that will conspire to tend to work against you so that you don't get to that level. And it is typical everywhere. But I just want us to begin to learn to look up unto God and hold God by his word and be able to believe in God's word, that it doesn't matter whatever stone that is rolled, whatever seal that has been put in place, whatever soldiers or whatever people that are conspiring so that you can't get out, God is able to make things work for us. Hallelujah. And that is what we want to learn today as we reflect on Christ's resurrection. Christ's resurrection, we want to learn from this story that yes, he didn't just resurrect, he needed to overcome certain talent. And he didn't have control at that time. He didn't have any control because he was already dead. And there were hindrances that were placed even in death to make sure that what God has said won't come to pass. Sometimes we hear of certain stories like, oh, he said he's a Christian, then look at what he's doing. Look at this, look at that, look at that. Look at the children, look at this. Brethren, the Bible says that we are a new creation. We are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into light. God has called us into light. And because we are being called into the light of God, we are the children of God, we have to know that we are targets as well for the devil. Hello? Our children are targets. Our relationships are targets. Our marriages are targets. Everything about us becomes what? A target. Because, you know, God knows that, oh, you know, look at the story about Job. Oh, it's because your seal of ownership, you know, you are protecting him. Leave it. Let me attack it and you see what will happen. Let me attack it. The devil is always looking to and flow, trying to find a way to attack us. But you and I, the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians 6, it tells us that we should put on the full armor of God so that we'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil. You know, we should always what? Put on the full armor of God. So what can we do? What are some of the things that we can do to be able to stand prepared, to be able to get over these stones, to be able to get over the seals, to be able to get over the soldiers, those hindrances that may be placed in our lives? One of the things that we need to do is to put on the full armor of the Lord. We have to dress well. Anytime we are going out, we have to dress well. Tell somebody close to you, dress well. Dress well. Talk to him, dress well. We need to dress well. You don't want to go to war and you don't have your seal, you don't have your sword, you don't have anything. You just go. You have become a casualty. You got to dress well. To be able to overcome the seals, the stones, we need to what? Dress well. Put on your full armor of God so that we'll be able to quench the fiery darts that comes our way. So we learn to dress well. We learn to dress well. Praise the Lord. The other thing that we need to do is that we need to learn to, the Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 89, the Bible says that forever, O God, thy word is what? Settled. So let us learn to believe, hold on unto God's word. Hallelujah. Let's learn to hold on unto God's word. God has said so many promises. He has said so many things in his word, and we need to learn to hold on unto his word. It doesn't matter. The Bible says that some things may tarry, some things may linger, but it is for an appointed time. And when that time comes, he makes it so beautiful. So I'm here to encourage somebody that hold on unto God's word. You know, don't let it, you know, don't they say, oh, you know, sometimes I've tried, and now I just want to give up. Let today's victory day be a reminder that if Christ didn't have any control in the womb, in the tomb, but because God has said it, he made provision for it to come to pass. Whatever God has said in his word, he's able to make provision for it to come to pass. And you and I need to hold on unto God's word. We will need to believe that, you know what? Let's still wait. Let's still tarry. Let's still wait. Let's still pray. Let's continue to hold on unto him, and it will surely come to pass. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Mark chapter 13 verse 31, says that heaven and earth shall pass away except his word. His word. His word will never pass away. His word will never fail you. His word will never disappoint you. The Bible tells us that them that puts their trust in him, he will never disappoint you. Let us begin to, you know, trust him more and more. Let's begin to hold on unto him. It doesn't matter the challenge. As for the challenges, he said that in this world you shall have troubles, but just know that I have overcome the world. In this world we will have challenges. We are having it. Look at, we are there by ourselves, and COVID-19 from wherever will come. It's a challenge. We have to fight it. We have to address it, and we have to overcome, and we push it back. We are talking about different variants. It's a challenge. We will fight it. We will overcome by the grace of God. Hallelujah. We are here. Things are, then somebody say, oh, you know what? I want a new territory. I want to fight. I want to kill people to get the land, whatever. And it's there. We didn't ask for it, but it will come anyway. But because we are with the Lord, God tells us, no, this is what you have to do. In the midst of this, do X, Y, Z. And we go ahead and do it, believing that indeed he's able to make a way. The Bible says that, you know, when it comes to the plans and purposes of God, there is no detour. He is able to work everything out for our good. May the Lord work everything out, even in the midst of all these challenges, for your good. And you will see that indeed we serve a living God. Praise the Lord. There is a story that I would like us to end on. And it's a story that we call a story about Jabez. A story about Jabez. The Bible says that Jabez was First Chronicles chapter 4. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 8 and 10. If somebody can just read it, that would be great. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. I want to make sure that we are all together. Are you able to project it? And this story is very, very interesting, because this was a story about some families, you know, about families. The Bible says that Jabez was born in pain, and their mother, just to remind her of the pain of giving birth, she named his son what? Jabez. And the meaning of Jabez means like it's somebody pain, you know. And one thing about naming is so what? Important. Naming is so important. And because of the name that was conferred upon him, he was grown. He was supposed to be like a person. Go to 9, let me see, 4 verse 9. Okay. And Jabez was, he was supposed to remind people of what? Pain, you know, like you are being called pain. You are supposed to remind people of pain. But the Bible says that, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in sorrow. Yeah, go to 10. And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that he has requested. You know, this man was born in pain. He was called pain. And naming, like, he was destined to become somebody who always bring pain. But he saw his state and he cried out unto the Lord. Bible says that he cried out unto the Lord and he told God that, oh God, if you only change my story, if you will only change what has been planned for me, I will serve you the rest of my life. I will give my all unto you. I will give my all unto you. That name was like a stone that has been placed upon his destiny, and he wanted that change to happen. And he prayed unto our God. Brethren, we need to be people of prayer. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter the challenge that we are being confronted with. But if we learn to cry out unto our God, we will learn to seek his face and tell him that, Daddy, change my story. This situation I don't want to be in. Change this sickness, no. This cell, this tissue, this organ that is misfunctioning, Father, intervene in my situation, and our God will hear us. The Bible says his ears are so inclined to the prayer of the righteous. His ears are inclined to our prayers. Let us pray and ask God for his intervention. Jabez prayed, and God came, and he changed his story. And the Bible says that he became more what? Honorable. Somebody who was destined to become a pain, but he became what? More honorable than his brethren. And God is also able to change our stories. He's able to change our situations. He's able to change every circumstance. Just as he did it when Jesus was crucified and he was, you know, sealed, and the stone and the soldiers, it was like, oh, nothing it can be done. But because of his word, there was a change. There was tendering. The angel of the Lord rolled away the stone and sat on it. May the Lord roll away every stone in your life, every hindrance in your life, anything that is becoming like a stumbling block in your life, may the Lord that we are serving show himself strong on your behalf. May he come and visit you, visit your family. Those cases that are becoming a little stubborn here and there, may God himself intervene. May God himself come through us so that he will change the circumstances. That challenge that you think it is so big, the Bible tells us that, is there anything that is too difficult for him? Is there anything that is hard for him? You just have to lift up your eyes unto him. The one who created the heavens and the earth, he will not allow your foot, you know, to hit a stone. He will lead you and he will guide you. Let us use this day and remember that God indeed came to die for us, and he resurrected. And even at the time of his resurrection, he still needed to go through challenges. And through that challenges, it is teaching you and I that indeed, yes, in this life there will be challenges, there will be issues, there will be troubles, but just remember that he whom we are looking up onto, he was able to overcome. And you and I can also what? Overcome. Prepare yourself that, Daddy, help me to overcome. I don't know the kind of challenge that you have. I don't know the kind of stone that is, you know, been placed in your life. I don't know the aspiration, you know, the seals that is kind of holding you back. I don't know the soldiers, you know, that has been set in place, maybe at workplace, at certain environment, that is preventing you from getting to where God has destined you to be. But I'm here to announce to you that our God that we are serving, he says that he's able to do it. He's able to take those stones away. He's able to roll them away. He's able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Only believe, only look up unto him, and he's able to do it. Shall we bow down our heads to pray? The word of God has come to you this morning. Just pray right now. Lift yourself up unto the Lord. Ask God to intervene in every situation that you find yourself. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that the stone, the seal, and the soldiers, they were stumbling blocks even for Jesus' resurrection. But your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you made provision for that stone to be rolled away. We pray, O God, lifting your people, Lord, that any stone that is trying to be a stumbling block, a hindrance, even in our lives, in the lives of your people, Lord, I pray that you cause angelic visitation to roll them away. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.